This practice is about sunshine discovery and self-pleasuring. There is no specific goal. Self-pleasuring is not about reaching orgasm or ejaculation. If it's happening, great, welcome it fully, but it's not the focus here. This practice is here to bring another vision of sexuality and bring more awareness and sacredness into this act. So we'll be working on activating the second and fourth chakra, Svadhisthana and Anahata. It's another way to discover yourself, to awaken all your senses, to feel what you like, know your sensitive parts, to feel pleasure and expressing pleasure as it is coming. In short, it's being turned on by being you, accepting and honoring totally that part of yourself. The more you will express yourself sexually, the more you will feel. Choose the appropriate moment for you to practice, where you will not be rushed by time. So keep between 30 minutes and 1 hour for yourself. It would be really nice to do this practice at least once a week. Also choose a place where you have privacy and will not get disturbed. You can do it in your bedroom. The first part of the practice is recommended to be standing and moving. We'll activate our sensual essence with the help of music, visualization, and movements. And for the second part, you will be laying down in your bed. This time, we'll keep using visualization, music, but adding the touch. And better to do this practice naked. So create again a nice environment like in the first practice, with beautiful light, using candles. You can also use incense or essential oil. If you want to increase even more the resonance with the second chakra, you can use Ylang Ylang's smell. You can also use the central playlist as an inspiration. As a preparation, go take a warm bath or a hot shower before, or anything that makes you feel good. Prepare some massage oil that you will keep nearby your bed. You can use, for example, organic coconut oil and mix it with lavender essential oil. Those are, of course, propositions, and I really recommend you to adapt the practice for your need of the moment. The key elements of this practice are breath, movements, and sounds. So don't hesitate to come back to the three part at any moment. So now let's begin with the practice. Come into a standing position, gently closing your eyes and connecting with your body. Connecting with your feelings and sensation, and bring your hands on your chest. Feel that your hands are an extension of your heart. With each breath, it's like you're bringing more energy, more prana, into your chest. Your Anahata chakra is expanding slowly. Then keep one hand on the chest and bring the other hand on your sex, acknowledging those two parts of yourself. Keeping your eyes closed, focus on the breath. Feeling the connection between the heart and the genitals, creating a circuit of energy between your inhalation and exhalation. Visualizing this connection between those two poles. And now let yourself be guided by the music and start to focus on the area of your hips, allowing some gentle rotation of the hips. You can let go of your hands, place them on your hips if that feels right for you. This will help you to slowly awaken the energy around Svadhisthana Chakra. Little by little, creating bigger and bigger rotation with the hips. Always being aware of the connection between Anatta and Svadhisthana. The pelvis area and the heart. Feel like the movements are coming from your heart and going down towards your pelvic area. If at some point other movements are coming, let it flow, whatever way is natural for you, allowing your entire body to move and let it be guided by your hips and your heart, guided by your yoni or lingam. Allow yourself to drop your mind, drop the judgment about your image or sensuality, and free yourself. Allow yourself to express your own authentic sensuality through movement. How does the sexy part of yourself want to move today? Remember, it's not a performance or about how you look, but just to enjoy yourself. Keep breathing, following the movements, and if sounds are wanting to be expressed, let them out. Hello. gently slowing down the movements and bringing again your hands on your chest and genitals, bringing your awareness there for a moment. In that stillness, feeling them and welcoming the sensations, welcoming the awakened energy of those areas. Now I invite you to come into your bed. You can lay down on your back, keeping your hands on Anahata and Svadhisthana chakra. And I invite you to take the bottle of oil and start massaging your entire body. But don't go directly to your genital or your breasts yet. This shouldn't be a mechanical process, but try to really keep your awareness in your heart and Svadhisthana. Cultivating this feeling of self-love, acceptance, and adoration towards your body and sensuality. Use this moment to explore your body in a different way, trying different kind of touch, of pressure. Maybe some areas are more sensitive than others. discover your body. What do you like right now? How do you want to be touched right now? Exploring your lips, your hair, the inside of your elbow. Giving yourself that present and give to yourself what you desire. Always with full presence, with full awareness. Staying present on the touch, on the breath, on the small movement that your body wants to express. Feel, test, appreciate. Explore your body from your toes to your head and really take your time here. Once every single part of your body has been given some love and attention, you can now spend some time around your breast and really give it a lot of time and attention also here. Your breast is directly connected with the second chakra, and it's also helping to build sensual and sexual energy, as well as helping to connect with the heart. It's an important phase of this practice. So slowly massaging all around your breast. And really give it time and attention. You can cup your breast, going all around the areola and the nipple, and find your own creative way to touch this area. Then, whenever it feels right for you, you can slowly bring your hands down to your pelvic floor area, without touching your genitals yet. But first, stay on the area around. Take the time to explore the growing area all around. Remember the breath, staying in the present moment. now always remember that your touch should come from your heart. Each touch, each sound, each movement, each breath can help you to stay in the present moment. And now I invite you to bring your hands on your genitals, on your yoni or linga, and very gently and lovingly just cupping your yoni or cupping your linga. Just stay there for a moment in stillness. Focusing on the breath. Feeling the connection between your hands and your anahata chakra, the heart chakra. And with each breath, sending love into this area. Gentle smile on your face and see if that's making any difference. Joyful, light, pleasurable and loving energy sending down into your sex. And from that beautiful connection, you can start very gently by moving your hands. Explore the outer lips of your yoni, and for the man you can go into the testicles. not just one way to touch, one way to explore those areas. So really make it your own discovery. May feel exciting, some other feels more relaxing. How do you feel right now? What do you want right now? Every day it may be different. In full presence and awareness. Staying with the breath and the feelings. Take as much time as you want here. Then you can reach the clitoris or the shaft for the man and enjoy the same processes here. With full presence, full awareness. With a loving, adorating gentle, especially at the beginning. Remembering that the goal here is not to reach a peak or to reach orgasm or ejaculation, but to rediscover yourself. Deconstruct some patterns or ideas that society gave you. For the man, remember from time to time to change your point of focus and not being all the time focused. energy from the genitals into other part of your being. So from time to time, bring your hands up into your chest, for example, your arms, your head, and spread this energy in those upper area of your body. Bringing your fingers toward the entrance of your uni temple, of your vagina, and staying in that place for a while, feeling what your body is yearning right now. This is a very important step. You are at the door of your temple. Is your temple ready to open and welcome your fingers? Or do you need more time, more loving presence? You can just ask her directly, what does she want? She's fully yearning to feel your finger inside. Just allow it to happen. Remember, you can always use adding some oil. And so on that case, once you enter your temple, take a moment in stillness there. A moment to listen to your yearning. Give thanks, to give the permission to enter this sacred space. Also take a moment to tune in. Now, what does she feel? What does she want? Ask her and follow her flow. Enjoying the sensation, enjoying the feelings, enjoying whatever comes. with the other hands, you can always bring awareness into your chest, into your breast, feeling this connection, Anatta and Svadhisthana, at any moment. Focusing on the breath, allowing movements to happen, allowing sound to come out, allowing yourself to express. So whenever you feel to bring this practice toward the end, very slowly and gently slowing down your touch. But keep the contact between your hands and your genitals. Just don't leave them alone yet. And take a moment for cupping your lingam. Gently and slowly taking out the fingers till you arrive to the point you can cup your yoni. Stay there for a moment. Taking a moment to integrate this practice in your being. Were you comfortable in bringing attention and love into your body? Exploring yourself in a different way. Are you able to stay in full presence and full awareness during this practice? What did you discover about yourself? Gently bringing one hand on your heart and keeping the other on your genital. And from your heart, taking a moment to express some gratitude towards yourself. to allow yourself to actually connect truly within. Whatever has happened during this self-exploration practice is just what needed to be experienced. You will do this practice, new things will come up, new feelings, new sensation, you will discover new things. And keep writing them down and observe and enjoy it.